In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it finally happened to me last week. I was wondering when it was going to come. Johanna's cousins were up from Halifax last week, and they were running off to yet another water park. And she's running with them, and she tosses over her shoulder, "Love you, bye." Do you know that word? Love you, bye. When you slow it down, it sounds like this. I love you, goodbye. Every parent, at one point or another, I'm sure, has heard this run together word. And I'm sure every parent, at one point or another, feels the stab of it. It hits you. Oh, my child is gaining more and more independence. Being a parent is all about that elastic of relationship, right? The coming together to nurture and protect, and the letting go in faith and trust. Coming together to fuse and letting go to detach. Intimacy, independence. I wonder if we are meant to live a lot more of our life in this fashion, this coming together and this parting. This week here at Trinity, yet again, we said another goodbye. A goodbye to one of our dear children of light. For those of you who don't know, we at Trinity have had a number of losses over the last 4, 5, 6 months. This person who died, her name was Marilyn Redvers, local real estate agent, civic leader within Aurora. And among many of her achievements and contributions was that she was a past warden here and the co-chair of the capital campaign that raised the money necessary to build our new church. Generations to come will benefit from her insight, her vision, and her tenacity. Now, as a community, it is really easy to want to hold on to a person like that, to rely on her and lean into her strength, and to wonder, how will we make it without someone like that? But a funeral is nothing if it isn't the ultimate love you bye. The truth of our human situation is that with life and death, we are constantly in the process of coming together and letting go. Even Jesus himself left the disciples before he got the church community established. I'm sure the disciples huddling in that upper room, fearful and confused, lost even, wondered, how are we going to make it with this great leader gone and saying goodbye? Today, there is a lot of economic uncertainty in the world. You look around and you wonder. I, like many of you, certainly said love you bye to my pension and retirement investments. I wonder if we are maybe coming into a time where we are going to have to learn how to live with a sense of detachment toward our material goods. And wasn't that what Jesus was saying all along? It's a blessing, but there needs to be a detachment. In today's gospel, Jesus is speaking to his disciples about living with that sense of elasticity within our faith and our religion. Food observances were critically important to the Jewish faith. And Jesus is saying that they are just religious practices, observances. Don't focus entirely on them. Focus not on what goes in your mouth, but what comes out, your words. Now, it seems obvious to us because food observances are not part of our religious and practices. They're not all that important to us. But we might not be so comfortable if Jesus said something to us today like, "Don't worry about this beautiful building, if in fact it's keeping people out. Don't worry about which prayers to say or how to pray, if in fact people don't understand the prayers anymore. Don't worry about the nice polished Christian facade on Sunday, if in fact we're tearing one another down during the week." Jesus had a way of saying things that made everybody uncomfortable. And so it's important for us to hear his words anew. It is imprudent to live as if everything stays the same. That's an important message from our Savior. Everything changes. We change. Those around us change. The world changes. Powers change. We are in a constant process of saying, "I love you," and goodbye. God alone is our rock and our foundation. Thanks be to God.